Thank you, sir. Thank you. Would someone from Hartswell care to come up, if there is someone from Hartswell here, and answer BB? BB Sanders' question, please, and do so briefly if we can. We need to caucus after you're done. We're going to caucus.
I'm Mary Ann Nath, representing Hartswell and the Hartswell Conservation Commission, and I'd be happy to go into the waiver process or whatever you would like to have me talk about.
Thank you. So what we were presented by industry was that towns don't really know what they're doing. They're making emotional decisions. They're not particularly effective, and they get in the way of industry. And I was particularly struck by your waiver process that you very briefly went into. And I think the way the responsibility the towns have taken and what they're bringing to the process of creating these ordinances deserves some respect. And I haven't heard much from industry about that respect. So I was hoping you could explain the kind of research you went into, why waivers are even came up.
Yes. When Hartswell got involved, as we've been talking about the 2004 ordinance that's been on the books, in 2015, I believe it was, we wanted to update it and look at it a little bit more because we had also put in a ordinance to prohibit the use of chemical fertilizers within the shoreline zone. At that point, we had, and I'll go real briefly, we had the Director of Board of Pesticide Control and come down and talk to us and explain, you know, how complex it was. Working with the state ordinance then, we tried to tailor things that would be stricter. And we also knew that you have to have some process for people to have a waiver. You know, you can't have a one-size-fits-all. So our waiver process basically is the enforcement section is fairly complete as to a process of enforcing. The waiver process is set up so that any licensed applicator can come to the town if he feels or this client needs to have pesticides applied for either human health hazard or property damage. It's mostly been, we've been hearing, has been, of course, for brown-tail moth and winter moth. The application process is set up. Number one, in our ordinance, we stress the use of a licensed applicator if you are paying for services of pesticide control. This goes along with the state regulation. So that being said, a licensed applicator would come to prepare a waiver. Which I did furnish, I believe, the waiver to you, but it's designed to ask the questions that, number one, an applicator is able to supply because they keep this information for the state already as to the type of pesticide and so forth. It also has, what we're interested more is, what are some of the environmental hazards towards the aquatic environment? And we look to a lot of the MSDS sheets that are put out by the chemical companies that talk about the environmental hazards, and they state it in the product. And there are a number of ways that this can be applied in a less hazardous way. So basically, the waiver process, once it comes to us, it is presented to us. We then speak with the applicator, feeling he is the expert, and they normally explain why they cannot follow the ordinance as it is. They explain the most beneficial way that they can do it with the least amount of environmental damage, and that is the process. We feel that we're not basically challenging the science that the applicator has, but really trying to figure out the best way to be sure that is, you know, that it's be the least amount has to be used, and it's worked. And we've heard 47 last year, and we've heard a number this year already. And we have granted them because I think by the time the information has come to us by someone who's licensed, I certainly don't feel. I think we just are able to get more information and know that, you know, it's being taken care of properly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Representative Speer?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick follow-up, ma'am, if I would. How long does a waiver process typically take?
We will hear a waiver within 15 days.
So how long does the whole process take?
Okay, the whole process, once the application comes in, it's run through our codes office. We schedule a hearing within 15 days, mm-hmm. and they walk out with a yay or nay.
At the meeting?
At the meeting.
Okay.
And in the case of brown-tailed moth, because it's so seasonal, we normally tell them, you know, they'll get a notice of decision in the mail, but they're free to start, and it's good for 30 days.
Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay, committee, we'll take 15 minutes, Steph? 15-minute break to caucus.